Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And a good day to you. Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if we ordered the day, it wouldn't be any more beautiful than it is out there. 61 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. After I get off the air, I'm going to take my dog for a little hike, I think. Get some of that energy out so he'll leave some shoes alone. We are going to have in the studio Dr. Paul Cox. And he just told me about studies show women start having issues with hormones up to 10 years before menopause. It's called perimenopause. Now, that includes all the menopause symptoms. You're tired, you're anxious, you have a low libido, you're irritable. We all know that one. Those are up to a week before your cycle starts. Now, something you can do about that, there's lots of things that your doctor, such as Dr. Paul Cox, can help you with. No, we want you to, before you get your head checked out, get your hormones checked out. That's why Dr. Cox is in the studio to answer all your hormone questions here on Atlanta Living at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And Dr. Cox, this hormone hour that we're talking about is not just for women.
No, you are very right. You know, both sexes often have issues that are hormonally related as we become a little less young. Yes. And, you know, those things are things that are often mistaken by normal physicians as, oh, you're just getting older. You know, that's how life is. Here, try an antidepressant, or you may need something for anxiety. You might need to sleep more. There's a lot of platitudes that we use for people when we really can't stick our finger on something where we can say, well, I can give you a prescription for this to make it better. And that's one of the reasons I decided to study our hormonal life in a more detailed way than I was presented in medical school and residency, because my patients were having these questions and I was giving them these answers because that's what I'd heard other physicians say. But I had no evidence for it.
Yeah. But and it's something that a lot of doctors don't have the time, don't want to treat, because treating hormones is a very complicated, tedious thing to do. It's a lot of tweaking.
Yeah. And the process it's individual for each person. And unfortunately, right now, physicians, especially primary care physicians, that includes internal medicine, family medicine, OBGYNs, they're very hamstrung by the actual healthcare system that makes them reliant upon payments by insurance companies or Medicare. And the payments are constantly getting lower and lower. And so the only way they can maintain their income and keep their practices open is to increase production, which means they get to see you less.
Right. And that doesn't bode very well for us getting the treatments that we need.
No.
We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're going to the phone line and speak with Christy in Atlanta. Christy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Very well.
How can we help you, sweetie?
Well, so I'm postmenopausal. Mm-hmm. And I have done a bit of dieting, but I seem to be losing hair, and it's continued for probably about 6 months now, and I am on a hormone replacement treatment, but is there some sort of deficiency or something that might be causing that would be hormone-related versus diet?
That's a great question. We see this a lot. what I would be interested in knowing is, are you on complete hormone therapy? Because a lot of times postmenopausally, women are placed on just estrogen, and you actually need estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, all three, for your body to function normally.
Gotcha. Yes, and I'm only taking one.
Yeah.
Trade name of Divigel.
Yeah, so basically you're on the estradiol, which is a great start, but you're still missing two key hormones in that system, and women are a symphony, and you can't get by with just trying to put a violin in there.
We need the Holy Trinity.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for your call. And that's a very good point. Here, she thinks she is doing the right thing.
Right.
Has a hormone therapy going,
mm-hmm.
and it's not feeding her body properly.
Exactly. And that's why, we have the practice that we do. It's called Vital Living Healthcare. And you can reach us at 404-843-3636 or look online, vitalhealthcare.com. Vitallivinghealthcare.com.
Vitallivinghealthcare.com. Okay, if you have a question, we want to hear from you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And hair loss is just another symptom.
Yes. It's interesting when people talk about symptoms of perimenopause or symptoms of menopause. What you're really talking about is symptoms of severe hormone deficiencies. And so all of those typical symptoms, weight gain, irritability, tiredness, inability to sleep, hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, all those things in many cases are correctable, not with antidepressants, anxiety medicine, and sleep medicine, but just putting the hormones that your body needs naturally back in the right way.
Okay, is that why it's called bioidentical hormones?
Exactly. And really, it comes down to chemistry. In basic chemistry, the shape of a molecule determines how it reacts. And so when we take hormones that are exactly the same shape as what our body would make if it still could, then our body knows exactly what to do with
mm-hmm.
it. And there are lots of good studies that show that that type of hormone therapy is not dangerous. And it's, in fact, very beneficial and can be over long term.
Okay, so there's very little risk to using these hormones in your body.
For most people, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us a call. It's 13 minutes after 1 o'clock, 61 degrees. I hope you're taking us with you on this gorgeous day out and about in Atlanta. There's a lot going on. So 404-872-0750. We have Rhonda from Jackson. Rhonda, you're on WSB. How can we help you today?
Hi, Belinda. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, sweetheart. How can we help you?
I'm 47, and my mother had a complete surgical hysterectomy. She had no sisters. I have no sisters, no aunts on her side. So is there anything to tell when I'm going to start menopause other than actual lab values?
Well, if you're experiencing anything around symptomatology like having irregular cycles, having cycles that are coming closer together, having heavier cycles, more PMS, all of those things could be indicators that you might be approaching menopause. However, we have to understand that in the U.S., the average age of menopause is still, they're still saying it's about 54, although I'm seeing a significant amount of women in my practice in their mid-40s having premature menopause. So some lab values can be helpful, but also just monitoring the symptoms you might be experiencing. And those are the best ways to know.
So do most women experience the majority of the symptoms? I mean, do some women experience all of them, or some women don't experience any at all?
That's a fantastic question. It's variable from person to person. I've met women who have never had a hot flash or a night sweat. I've met women who've had them for 20 years. So it's variable from person to person. So that's a great question.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Rhonda. Have a great day. 15 minutes after 1 o'clock, 61 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We're getting lots of calls, so we're going back to the phone lines. If you would like to join us, that number is 404-872-0750. Marie in Lawrenceville, you're on WSV. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 59 years old, started menopause about 54. In the last 6 months or so, I've had pain with sex and even with lubricants. I just wonder, is that normal?
It is a normal consequence of not having the correct hormones in your body. Those tissues are responsive to the hormones, especially estrogen. And so when you have a long period of time without estrogen, the tissues change, and what you're experiencing can be very common.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Bye-bye. Can you double my estrogen, please?
We can talk about that.
Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. So it really affects all areas of your body.
It does. And just I'll say this as well. Estrogen's not the only hormone that can help with that particular problem. There's another hormone called DHEA. For some women who have had, for example, estrogen receptor positive breast cancers who aren't eligible for estrogen therapy, mm-hmm. there's a hormone DHEA that you can use that is almost as good.
Okay.
And works just as well for a lot of those issues.
And we're speaking with Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare, taking your calls about hormones from men and women at 404-872-0750. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with your calls on WSB right after this.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking hormones today, men and women. And I put the emphasis on men because, yes, men have them too. So you know what? Since we've not had a male caller.
Yes.
Ladies, if your man is a little lethargic on the sofa, his libido
yes.
is down.
Yes.
What are some of the other things, Dr. Cox?
Sleeplessness, being a little bit more forgetful. You know, for men, it's a little bit more subtle. And that's the thing is we excuse ourselves because, you know, we're getting a little older. It's normal for us to not want to go to the gym anymore. We're a little more achy. We don't recover as well after our workouts. You know, sex just isn't as interesting or fulfilling. And all that stuff gets wrapped up. And when you go to your 10-minute doctor visit and you tell them those things, oh, you know, you're just getting older, man. Maybe you're a little stressed. Let's try an antidepressant. You just need to get back in the gym. But how do I get back in the gym, doc, if I don't really feel like going to the gym anymore? Oh, you just got to do
it. Push through it.
Yeah, push through.
Push through. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them to call or tell them to call Dr. Cox and we'll get them on the right track. Let's go to Nancy in Kennesaw. Nancy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for having this program. So it's so
good.
Important.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nancy.
I'm 71 and, of course, way past menopause, but I'm still having night sweats, and it wakes me up, interrupts my sleep maybe 2 or 3 times a night, and then I always have to get up and go to the bathroom and all that. So I'm not getting good sleep, and it's very unpleasant. What can I do?
Well, Nancy, you are not alone. There are statistically women can suffer from symptoms of menopause for 20 years, 30 years, however long they live. And so
wow.
my suggestion would be there's nothing wrong with looking at doing hormone therapy, even where you are in your life right now. You could see some good benefits. And there, the health risks are minimal, if any, to be honest with you. And the great thing is, you know, we have a program at my office where you can come in and sit down with me for 15 or 20 minutes. We call it the mini consult. It's completely complimentary. We just sit down, you tell me what you'd like to discuss and what you'd like to address, and I'll tell you if I think that I can help you. If I don't, then fine. But if I do, we can get started with the process.
Oh, Nancy. You still there, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you able to hear Dr. Cox talk about coming in for a mini consult?
I did. What's the name of the practice again?
It's Vital Living Healthcare, And the phone number is 404-843-3636. And you just tell them that you heard us on the Belinda Skelton Show. We'll take good care of you.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And good luck.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Nancy. Let's see if we can fit another one in. I don't know. Let's talk briefly about you also have a concierge.
Yes.
Healthcare service and what the benefits of that are.
Well, you know, traditional medicine, like we talked about earlier, you're getting shoved into smaller and smaller times with your doctor because of the reimbursement system. With the concierge practice, we are not fitting into that model of maintaining your current level of compromised health. What we do is we create a comprehensive plan for you every year that we work on together to get you to optimal health. And what people need to understand, concierge medicine isn't something just for the rich. It's extremely affordable when you look at the cost of being sick versus the cost of being well and feeling well.
Yes. I mean, it is a doctor's phone number and availability at your fingertips.
Yes. Yes.
And that's exactly what we all want.
Agreed.
When we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So give us that number to reach you one more time, Dr. Cox.
404-843-3636. Leave us a message. We will call you back this week.
All right. We're going to step away from the microphone, hear some news, weather, and traffic. We'll be back taking your calls, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We want to remind you to stop and save with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This Sunday, coupons you can get are adding up to $284. Plus, you get in-depth coverage of local news and details that you're not going to find anywhere else. Now, I love coupons. I will.
Really?
Yes, I love a good coupon. And generally, I've cut it out. I've saved it. I go to the store. I leave it at home. That irritates me more than anything else. And especially if it's a really good coupon that's, you know, double the value or something. But this week's Atlanta Journal-Constitution this Sunday, $284 value for a good coupon and for the Sunday Journal-Constitution. Back to the phone lines we go. That was the voice of Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare, and we're going to speak with Elizabeth in Atlanta. Elizabeth, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing real well. Thank you.
Okay.
I had breast cancer back in 2007, and when I went through the chemotherapy, that seemed to stop menopause. I never went through any signs of menopause. My question is, I have never been told that I need to be some kind of hormone therapy. So do I need to have any of them?
That's a great question. What we say is that if you had an estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive breast cancer, then hormone therapy is probably too risky for you, and we don't currently advise that you do that. There are some differing opinions about that, but in my practice, we try to be very conservative, and we want to make sure that we are first doing no harm. So unfortunately, it's quite common for chemotherapy and or radiation to make menopause happen earlier, but hormone therapies for estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive cancers are not currently standard of care.
Okay, because I don't have any, redness or any problem, but I was just wondering if I needed some kind of hormone. I'm doing fine. You know, I'm healthy and everything.
Good.
So I think I appreciate.
Okay, well, we just lost you there. Sorry about that, but it sounds like you're already in good shape.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Matt in Lawrenceville. Matt, you're on the line. Welcome to Atlanta Living. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious if PTSD can cause ED in a male?
Wow, that's a question that is probably above my pay grade, unfortunately. I'm sure that psychologically it could contribute. I don't know of any studies that have been done around that issue, unfortunately. Although, depending on your age, you could also have an underlying issue with testosterone that could be affecting erectile function as well.
Right, I'm 51, so...
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt you to have your levels checked and see what's going on there, because often as we get a little less young, those hormone levels do decline and they can affect erectile function.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It makes sense in my brain that the two could be connected.
Well, you know, we have what we don't talk about with hormones a lot is that they're not just for our body. Hormones are for our brain. We have really sophisticated research that's going on right now that show that even in women's brains, for example, that as the hormone levels, especially estrogen, start to decline mid-40s, you can see an actual change in brain function and brain energy production. And we also know that in men...
They've been telling us it's all in our head.
Right. But people think about hormone therapy just as a body thing. We need to reframe that conversation. It's a brain thing. Our brains need these hormones for them to function at optimal capacity.
Okay. All right. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Cox, how do we do that?
Call the office, 404-843-3636. Leave us a voicemail. We'll call you back at the first of the week. You can look at us online, vitallivinghealthcare.com, and just see what we have available.
Okay. And take him up on that 15-minute pre-consultation.
Yeah, the mini consult that's completely complimentary. We'll sit down with you. We can get to know each other. You tell me what you think the issues are that you'd like to address, and I'll tell you how I think I can help you.
Okay, that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I do this show from the heart, so whatever's speaking to my heart at the time is generally what I say. A lot of times I tell people, before you get a divorce, get your hormones checked on both sides.
Yes, yes. We see a lot of issues, you know, when your hormone levels are changing, it changes who we are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're tired, when you're fatigued, when you don't really feel good about yourself, when you're irritable, when you don't sleep, when you're gaining weight and you don't know why, and you go to your doctor and they say, oh, you're just getting older, try this antidepressant or try this medicine for anxiety, and, you know, maybe you're not connecting as a couple, it's something worth doing. It
Absolutely.
Really is.
What do you have to lose?
Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I know that there are, when we're talking about testosterone,
yes,
there are several ways to administer that. We have creams and we mm-hmm. have pellets that go just under the skin.
Yes.
What is your preference?
Well, for me personally, I do the pellet implants for myself because for men, you know, they last about 6 months at a time. As men, we tend to be a little lazy and not very routine-oriented, and so it's a great way just to have it there and not worry about it. For women, the implants last generally about from three and a half to 4.5 months, depending on your metabolism, but it's a great way to have a nice, steady level of hormones without having to rub something on every day, or in the case of men, give a shot every week or, mm-hmm. or something like that. So, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of process. And part of the process in going through the evaluation with me as a patient is that I'm going to educate you on all the options that are available to you, and you get to choose the one that you feel fits your lifestyle best.
Okay. Earlier, we had a phone call from a lady who said her mom was on, I believe it was Premarin.
Yes.
And had been on Premarin for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daughter wanted to know, was that suitable for her to take?
Well, and that's a great question. I'm glad you brought this one up. Premarin is an older type of hormone therapy that actually is derived from horses. And the name itself, Premarin, tells you where it comes from, which is pregnant mare urine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Premarin is something that was invented to relieve the symptoms of menopause in women, and that combined with a medication called medroxyprogesterone acetate, known as a progestin, that drug itself was studied, and that's the study that we got all of these issues with hormones from 2002. The issue of 16% increased risk of breast cancer, mm-hmm. increased risk of heart disease, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of blood clots. Now, everybody applies that study to all hormones. You can't do that. That study applies only to PrimPro, okay, and to a lesser degree, Premarin. I will not prescribe that type of hormone therapy. I don't think it's optimal for women. We use only the bioidenticals, and there's plenty of good studies and medical evidence that shows that that type of therapy is clearly superior to Premarin or PrimPro.
That study did more harm for hormone replacement in women. I know a coworker right now that will not take anything and is suffering because of that study.
Right. And what's really just astounding is that the medical community still paints all hormones, by and large, the same. They don't mm-hmm. distinguish between the different types of therapy. And you're right. In Europe, they've been using all types of hormone therapy for years, and that's where most of the long-term data comes from, because after that study came out in the U.S., we didn't do a thing about hormones, looking at them, studying them for probably a good 10 years. So we're 10 or 15 years behind the state of the art right now.
Now, women who start a hormone therapy, you said generally you go into menopause or average 50, 55.
Right.
How long can we expect to be on these hormones? And I mean, I'm on a hormone therapy plan right now. Am I going to be taking these the rest of my life?
There is no evidence that shows that there is any reason to stop this type of therapy. There's this study that's been going on now in Finland for over 20 years where they've been taking one group of women on bioidentical hormones, one group of women on no therapy, and every 5 years they test them for cognition. Guess who wins every 5 years?
Really?
Yes. So when we say hormones are really about your brain and not just your body, there is solid evidence to support that. So why would you want to stop? When somebody has a problem with thyroid hormone, we don't say to them, oh, you're 70, you don't need thyroid hormone anymore. We
right.
give them thyroid hormone until...
Well, like our caller who's 71 and still having hot flashes.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, she's still going through
right.
some sort of issue.
This whole idea of post-menopause is a lie.
Okay.
You're just used to it. That's all.
You're just used to it. You've been in that pot of boiling water for long enough.
Exactly.
Okay, if you want to give us a call, we have one segment left. It's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And then coming your way at the top of the hour is going to be virtual imaging. And we're going to have Dr. Joe Esposito. I see him out there in the house. He's in flannel. And Frank Maldonado with virtual imaging. And we're going to be talking about heart health care. And they're going to be, yay, hey. And we're going to be taking your calls about getting your heart scanned. So that's going to be at the top of the hour. But right now, we're going to take care of your hormones. Then we're going to take care of your heart. So it's the health show here on Atlanta Living. And we're going to take a break here while we screen this call. And we'll come back and take it. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We have Dr. Paul Cox in the studio with us. He's with Vital Living Healthcare. And how do we get in touch with you, Dr. Cox?
You can check out the website, which is vitallivinghealthcare.com. The best thing to do is give us a call, get scheduled for that complimentary mini consultation where we get to sit down together and see how we can help your life be more optimal versus the kind of health care that most people are used to, which is the maintenance of your current level of compromised health. So call us at 404-843-3636. Leave us a voicemail. We'll get back to you first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, that sounds great. And when you go in to see Dr. Cox for the first time, not your complimentary 15 minutes, it's a full hour.
Yes. Yeah, the initial consultation is a full hour because from my standpoint, my job is to educate you as to what the options are available to help you enhance and make your life more vital, to help you be more healthy. And, you know, the emphasis is completely different. When you go to a regular practice, the emphasis is on how do we treat you today? Are you sick enough? Mm-hmm. And the people that are termed the worried well, which are the ones that go into the office and just have vague complaints and the doctor really doesn't know what to do with them and they really feel like that they're the people themselves feel like they didn't get a value out of that visit. The worried well are the people that I love to see every day because those are the people who are engaged in their healthcare, who are interested in being healthy, and who will make changes in their lives that are going to result in a healthier, happier, more vital life.
That makes total sense. Total sense. And when we were talking about hormones, I mean, it affects you in your living room, the bedroom, the boardroom, with your family.
Yes.
It affects every aspect of your life when your hormones are not all singing together.
Right. And that's the thing. From my standpoint, let's look at those hormones first because those are the natural things that we can use to get our body back into balance before we start reaching for the prescription pad.
Right. Right. Get it done naturally and see if you can do that and go down those roads.
Right.
Give us the symptoms to be looking for.
Okay. So for women, for example, when we talk about perimenopause, some of the most common things that I see, especially the week or two before your period, mild hot flashes, you may even have night sweats, irritability, increased anxiety, inability to sleep. Then during the cycles can get heavier. They can last longer. Women can develop uterine fibroids. Those kinds of things are all things that are signals that the hormones are beginning to be unbalanced. And then once we hit menopause, which means no more cycles, that's when the estrogen drops out, and that's when things really break mm-hmm. loose. The hot flashes, the night sweats, the inability to sleep, the irritability, the weight gain, especially around the middle.
Right.
All of those things can happen. And that's the thing to understand. All of those things are just symptoms of hormone deficiency. When we put the hormones back, we fix the symptom. And for men, it's a little bit more gradual. We talked about it earlier. I don't think we have time, do we?
Well, we're running out of time,
we are.
That's why they need to call your office. Give out that phone number one more time.
404-843-3636. And thank you so much, Belinda. I've had a great time.
I've had a great time with you. Dr. Cox, it's always a pleasure, and stop in and see him at his office and he will get you an optimum help. Thank you so much. Coming up next, we're going to have Dr. Joe and Frank Maldonado on from Virtual Imaging. We're going to get that heart in optimum health. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.